You're listening to the Succulent FAQ Podcast. Here's your host, Cassidy.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to episode 8 of the Succulent FAQ Podcast. Today, I'm talking about what to do when your succulent starts to grow tall or get stretched out. This episode is brought to you by Echeveria Lola. Lola is a favorite succulent for a lot of people. She's a really pretty light purple color and perfectly shaped rosette. You can learn more about Lola by visiting thesucculentfaq.com/Lola. As I mentioned in episode 0, this is one of the episodes that's taken from a blog post on my website, Succulents and Sunshine. You can go to that blog post, plus get all the links and information in this episode by visiting thesucculentfaq.com/episode8. And now, let's learn about stretched out succulents. In episode 7, we talked about reasons why succulents might look a little odd when they're suffering from watering problems. In episode 7, I talked about different problems that your succulents might encounter if they're getting too much or too little water. Another common problem that your succulents might run into is starting to become taller and the leaves spreading out. This is a really common occurrence, especially when you're growing succulents indoors. And the main reason for this happening is your succulent is not getting enough light. While succulents are fairly slow growing, it's amazing how quickly they seem to stretch when they're in low lighting conditions. You're likely listening to this episode because you're wondering what you can do to prevent stretching or how to fix a succulent that's already stretched out. Let's go over what causes the stretching and what you can do about it. Lack of sunlight. Succulents stretch out when they aren't getting enough sunlight. You'll first notice the succulent start to turn or bend toward the light source. Then, as it continues to grow, it'll get taller with more space between the leaves. Most of the time, the leaves will be smaller and lighter in color than normal as well. Generally, a lack of sunlight will also cause the succulent to turn green or lose the intensity of its original color. If you visit the notes for this episode, which you can get by going to thesucculentfaq.com/episode8, you'll see photos of an Echeveria Lola, the sponsor for this episode, and you'll notice that she's starting to bend toward the light, and it's also not quite as colorful as when I photographed it previously. This stretching and fading of colors will mostly happen with succulents grown indoors, but you'll also find it happens outdoors when succulents are in too much shade. Is it unhealthy? Your succulents will look better if they get adequate sunlight, but they'll still continue to grow in low lighting. They won't be as healthy or look quite as good as they should, but it will generally take a very long time, maybe even a year or two, for them to die completely due to low light. How to save stretched out succulents. Once a succulent is stretched out, it won't revert back to its original compact height and shape. Don't worry though, there is a way to get back to a tight, compact garden again. Start by cutting off the top of the succulent using sharp scissors. In the notes for the episode, I have a link to my favorite pair of succulent scissors. These things are super sharp. They're really awesome for pruning your succulents. When you cut off the top of your succulent, leave at least an inch or two on the base and about 2 to 3 leaves still on the base. These leaves on that base plant will allow it to absorb more sunlight and cause it to put off new growth more quickly. While I've had bare stems send out new offshoots, it takes much longer than when I've kept a few leaves on the stem. If the cutting, the top part you cut off, is too tall for your liking, you can cut off some of the stem to make the cutting shorter. Be sure to leave enough stem on the cutting to plant in soil later. Let both the cutting and the base dry out for a few days. Once the end of the cutting is calloused over, so it's dried out and looks completely scabbed over, you can plant it in soil and begin watering. I've found that cuttings need to be watered slightly more often than a fully rooted plant, but not much. Make sure you're using a really well-draining soil, like we talked about in episode 4, so the stem doesn't get too mushy and rot. The cutting should start to put off roots, possibly within a couple days, but definitely within 2 to 3 weeks. As the roots become more established, you'll want to cut back on watering so it's on the same schedule as your fully rooted succulents. The base, or the original plant, will start to put off new offshoots within a few weeks. You can continue to care for this plant the same as you were before you cut off the top. The leaves you left on the base plant may fall off or die at some point. This is very normal, but it won't necessarily happen. If they do fall off, don't be alarmed. The new rosettes will still be able to grow without the parent leaves. Give them more light. If you have stretched out plants, you can follow the procedure I just mentioned to promote new growth. But unless you give the plants more light, both the cutting and those new offshoots will eventually get stretched out as well. So before you make the cut, try to find an area for your succulents where they will get more indirect sunlight than they did before. If moving them isn't an option, you can also add a grow light to supplement the light they're already getting. Generally, you want your succulents to get as much indirect sunlight as possible. Indoors, this is really difficult, especially in the winter. It's almost impossible to grow succulents without some stretching. Using a grow light can help, and you'll also want to make sure your succulents are near the brightest window in your home that gets the most sunlight throughout the day. So now, the next time you notice your succulents are leaning toward the light or getting a little too tall and spaced out, you'll know just what to do. If you're looking for more help and advice for growing succulents indoors or in containers, you'll love my course, Successfully Growing Succulents. In the course, I talk more about how to help succulents that are getting stretched out. Plus, you can see me refresh an arrangement that's very overgrown and stretched out. There's a lot of other great information in the course as well about buying the right succulents, soil, pottery, watering, and more. It's all in an easy-to-follow, step-by-step format so you know exactly what to do next. I also regularly host live question and answer sessions for course members so you can get help with anything that's giving you a hard time. Come join the course and let's have fun growing succulents together. Just go to thesucculentfaq.com/course. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Succulent FAQ podcast. You can find all the information and links to the resources I mentioned in this episode by visiting thesucculentfaq.com/episode8. Also, if you've enjoyed this episode, please take a minute to leave a review or share it with a friend. And I'll see you in the next episode.